Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Take a listen to this and tell me what you think of it. It says, "Hi Kira, I wonder if you might be able to help me. I've been suffering from insomnia for as long as I can remember, or at least for being a very poor sleeper, in that I always wake a lot at night. I find it very difficult to fall asleep and I am often tired when I wake up. I've always just accepted this and this is how I sleep and I function fine with it, but it has escalated and gotten worse in recent times. I'm under a lot of extra stress at work and I have now a bigger role in caring for my parents. I'm dropping in on them more, I'm bringing them to and from appointments, etc. And both of those things are just part of life, but maybe that's playing a part in my sleep. Either way, in the last 4 months, I feel like my sleep is almost non-existent. It takes even longer to fall asleep. And when I wake during the night, I stay awake for much longer and I find I'm overthinking things and my mind tends to worry, which is new. I'm starting to get very irritated during the day from the tiredness and I can feel quite worn out just doing simple tasks. So the lack of sleep is definitely impacting on my work. My restlessness and my low mood has also taken a toll on my relationship. My husband is well used to my poor sleep. He sleeps like a log himself, but I'm probably unfairly sniping at him of late and I have less energy and less interest in sex. I was always able to manage just fine with less sleep, but now this is starting to get me down. I have tried all the usual sleep advice over the years: hot drinks, warm baths, no phone, no blue lights in the room, no eating late, and none of it is working. Any advice from fellow bad sleepers or insomniacs out there? Is this actually insomnia I'm having? Will this pass so I can return to just being a crap sleeper, or will it escalate and get worse again? Is it possible for me to ever be a good sleeper? I'm hoping you and your listeners can help. I love the show, Lorraine." Lorraine, we're throwing it out there. 53106. Are you guys insomniacs? Are you guys crap sleepers too? There will be people actually listening to this on the playback tonight in the middle of the night going, "Yes, I know exactly how that woman feels." But what do you think she should do? She's obviously struggling. She is under stress, but it's taken a toll on her. She's knackered all the time. She's sniping at the husband. She's gone off sex. She's not performing well at work and she's worn out. And I'd love to hear what you think would be, you know, some helpful hints that maybe have worked for you. 53106.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
Now, 53106 is the text line. You're listening to Lunchtime Live with Kira here on News Talk. Earlier on in the show, I read out an email from a listener who said, "Never been a good sleeper, but now that has really gone to pot. Taking ages to fall asleep, waking up constantly, waking up too early in the morning, overthinking at night, and really sleep has gone to hell in a handcart and it's having a knock-on effect on her day now. And she is under a bit of stress at work and with caring for family, etc. But that it is having a knock-on effect on relationships and on work and she's looking for advice." And we asked and you delivered, of course. And Siobhan is on the line in Dublin. Siobhan, you suffer from insomnia. Did you find something that worked for you?
Hi, Kira. In my 20s and 30s, I suffered similarly to that lady. I used to wake up quite a bit at night. It used to take me a long time to go to sleep. What I discovered was if I listened to the radio, I tend to listen to a playback show. It tends to be no bad reflection on Ivan Yates, but it tends to be his show I listen to. And I find that my mind, my thoughts don't go whirling. They don't get out of sync.
So you listen to something quietly in the background, a murmuring.
Exactly,
and that calms and your head.
Tune into it, if you know what I mean. So I am listening to it at first, so I'm not in my own head as such, and I drop off to sleep. And I think those listen back, they last an hour, so the radio, the phone turns itself off,
and then you're gone.
Then I'm gone. Yeah. Now if I do wake up at night, still I have kids, so I'm regularly woke. And if I do need to go back to sleep, I just do the same thing again, and I find within 10 to 20 minutes I'm back asleep.
Extremely good advice.
I've told friends about this. They think I'm cracked. But But it works for me, I have to say, and it has done for a long time.
Do you know what I like about what you do is people have said this to me because I'm not a great sleeper. Oh, you know, listen to something quietly and then it'll help you fall asleep. And I can believe that. But I also then thought, well, but then the murmuring in the background might also wake me back up. But your thing goes off because you're listening to it on a podcast.
That's right. Yeah, it does. Because I woke up, I wake quite easily. So I didn't want to be kind of listening to it all night. And to be honest, on my phone, I didn't want my phone on all night. I felt it'd be bad for the battery. So this just turns itself off after an hour and that's it. That's me asleep. Thank God.
That sounds really good. That sounds like
nothing worse.
I hope that that's something definitely our listeners should at least try. I think that's a definite win and sounds like very sensible. Thank you for that, Siobhan. Nope. That sounds like a great tip. Alison is on the line too. Alison, you had insomnia, am I right in reading this, for 18 years? Good Lord. What worked for you?
Last summer. A thing called sleepio.com.
Okay.
It's totally different because, like other people are saying there, I'd tried everything from the natural remedies to, you know, sleep hygiene, the darkened room.
I think she's tried this too because she mentioned the warm, you know, drinks, the all that business.
Warm bath,
the blue screen. I think she's done all that, bless her.
And some things will work some of the time, but I would find even if something new would work, it would be 2 or 3 weeks, then I'd adapt to that and it wouldn't work anymore. And I was averaging 2 or 3 hours a night.
Oh,
which
my God.
Is very bad for you. Yeah. You know, bad for you. Everything. But anyway, the doctor introduced me to this thing, sleepio.com, and it's free, which I thought was the first big surprise. You know, it's an online course and it's totally different. It's, first of all, you input in all about how you sleep, how you wake up or don't go asleep.
Yeah, so how long it takes, all that. So you put in your own details.
Yeah. And your lifestyle as well. And for the first, they give you a weekly lesson. And for the first couple of weeks, it's all the regular stuff that you'd know.
Yeah.
But you're inputting every day how you slept the night before.
Okay.
Now, you can either wear a Fitbit and get it directly from the Fitbit to their program or put it in. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But then by the third week, they have your pattern as such. And they give you a personalized but restricted sleep
because you've input, well, I slept 3 hours this day or that day or whatever, because you've input some kind of a thing for yourself, they've worked out you longer and longer to fall asleep or you're waking up, but, you know, and then they come back to you with a program. And what does the program entail?
It entails if you're only sleeping 3 hours a night, you're only allowed to go to bed for 3 hours a night. Now, that might sound fine, but you don't necessarily sleep when you go to bed for those 3 hours, you know, in the beginning.
Okay.
And then you have to get up. And
good Lord.
If you don't sleep within 15 minutes or so, you have to get up. It's teaching your brain to associate.
And okay, and so you did this, and like you said, I'm only sleeping 4 hours a night, so they wouldn't let you in the bed for longer than 4 hours. And if you weren't asleep in 15 minutes, back. This is hardcore. Yeah. Did it work?
It's very difficult. It worked. Now it took 2 or 3 weeks of really being so tired you couldn't function because I wasn't even getting the couple of hours I was used to getting, you know.
Yeah.
But then eventually your body just gives in and lets you sleep while you're in bed and you're still inputting your results
every day. Are you saying, Alison, that you can jump into your bed now and within 15 minutes you're gone and you sleep the whole time and get back up again?
Unless I have a cough or something like that.
But trained you to sleep properly. This, what's it called again?
Between 7 and 8 hours now, I guess. It's Sleepio, sleepio.com.
Sleepio.com. That sounds, I've never heard of it and it sounds fascinating.
I hadn't, but I believe Vincent's Hospital are using it and an awful lot of the NHS in England. And it became free. It was originally $60, but it's free since a lot of the American equivalents of the NHS are using it now.
Thank you for that, Alison. I really do appreciate it. I really do. Sleepio.com, lads. It sounds fairly hardcore. It makes you get up in the middle of the night and everything. But nonetheless, you heard what Alison said. Insomniac for 18 years, now sleeps 7 to 8 hours every night. And what's more, is asleep within 15 minutes of going to bed. That's something worth trying for an awful lot of people. Paddy says, Ciara, I also listen to talk radio to help me sleep. It takes my mind off my thoughts. Luke says, hi there, with regard to sleeplessness, there's many videos of white noise on YouTube and I listen to the rain tapping against a window and the hypnotic effect gets me straight off to sleep. You have to try the different videos to find the one that suits you. And another one on this, hi Ciara, I'm really interested in this topic because I have to get up on average 5 to 8 times a night to go to the toilet and I wake up dehydrated in the morning. I always thought this was the norm and now I am not so sure that most women suffer from this. Absolutely, they do not suffer from this and you need to go to your doctor, to be honest, because that is not normal. normal at all. And maybe stop drinking so much, because maybe you're driving a cycle of some kind. Someone else says, Kira, hot yoga helped me. And I exercise married with meditation 3 times a week, and it was a game changer. So yoga and meditation. And what I would say to our listener from my own point of view is that thing of your thoughts racing. I wonder, are you actually stressed and anxious because of all that's going on with your parents and everything? It might be worth talking to somebody like your GP. But equally, I'm guessing, because you say your parents are older, that you yourself could be menopausal. And menopause will often interfere with your sleep patterns. And there are things that can be done about that too. So I would suggest perhaps a visit to the GP. I'm not a GP anymore, lads, by the way. I'm not touting for business, but I think there might be some medical things that need to be looked at there. But thank you for that indeed.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.